can switch on your camera and mic. Keep it, leave it on, okay? You can unmute as well. Okay, good. So I'll share my screen now. We'll start again. Okay. So can you see my screen?
Okay.
Okay, so let's begin. Now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has a red computer, and you will be this girl who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell me. So look, there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story.
Man, the first one, the sun one.
Okay, the story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now the whole story is open on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. So take a look at the entire picture sequence and then whenever you are ready, you can go ahead with your story, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So whenever you are ready, tell me.
Ma'am, can I have some time for this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Take your time. Ayushi, are you ready?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am, just a minute. Ma'am, did you stop sharing? I can't see it now.
No, no, I didn't stop sharing. Can you not see the screen?
No, ma'am, you stopped sharing, I think.
No, no, okay, wait, I'll share it again. I'll share it. Just can you see it now?
Yes, ma'am, yes. Yes, ma'am, I think I'm ready.
Okay, so look at the pictures and tell me the best story you can. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Once upon a time, there was a goat thinking to take her cat to the nearby riverbank. I stood there in line and took them to the nearby river. One of the kids jumped into the river. She was worried how to take out. The kid cried for help me, mom, help me, mom. There was a big brown frog in the tree looking how to kill the kid and eat. Mom, can you show the second picture? Yeah. When the brown fox jumped out, the kid shouted, "Mom, there's a fox!" In the meantime, a crow sat on the tree. When he looked down, he saw a lamb was in danger. To save him out of danger, he bit the fox again and again to save.
Don't worry about this. Don't get nervous. It's just a storytelling thing. It's not about how well you say a story or not. We just are like, you know, looking at how the process behind storytelling. So don't get very nervous. Okay, take your time. Ram say, tell the story, okay? Don't get nervous.
Yes, ma'am. The crow bit the fox again and again to save the kid. At last, he saved her. The mother thanked the crow and licked the kid and took quickly back to the home. Thank you.
Okay. So, look, very good, very good. First of all, very good. You are told this very nicely. Okay. So, look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now you both can see the story. I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay? So tell me first, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me a second. Okay. So, in these two pictures, why was the mother goat in the water?
Because one of her kid has jumped into the water. I think he was about to drown for helping her. The mother also jumped into the water.
In this picture, how does the baby goat feel?
Ma'am, it is a baby, so it looks very cute.
Okay, but like here, the baby goat is there, no? So what do you think the baby goat is feeling at this moment?
Sure. I think it is very scared.
Why do you think the baby goat is scared?
Maybe she's crying for help and she's a little scared that whether if I drown in the water, what happened?
Okay. So in this picture, why does the fox jump forward?
When the fox saw that the mother was in the water, so that she's not there with her second kid, thought that I can kill that and eat it much enjoyably.
Okay. And in these two pictures, how does the fox feel?
It is crying out in pain as the crow has bitten.
In this picture, why does the bird bite the fox's tail?
To save the little kid.
Okay, and in this picture, imagine that the bird sees the goats. How does the bird feel? Hello, Ayushi?
Yes, ma'am, just a minute. Oh, I'm thinking of something.
Yeah, go ahead,
Ma'am, I think the I think the crow will feel happy that he has saved the life.
Okay, so in the entire story, who do you think the mother goat likes the best? The fox and the bird, or the bird? Which one and why?
Ma'am, obviously the bird, because the bird has saved the kids, means the lamb's life, the lamb's life.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ayushi. Thank you so much for helping me. I will get back to you in the next week, and we'll do another storytelling in Odia. Okay? Okay. Thank you so much for helping me. Have a nice Sunday. Bye-bye. Take care.